This is the great Isaiah scroll from cave number 11, I believe. Cave number 11 at Qumran, just 30 kilometers from Jerusalem down on the Dead Sea. Perhaps one of the greatest archaeological finds, well, for Christians. It certainly is, yes. And they found the Qumran community there in the 1947, and it's a wonderful story. But they discovered, eventually, they discovered this document, and this is the complete Isaiah scroll from, now that is dated 150 BC. 150 BC. I have it here. Now, copy. Look, if you'd like an original reproduction on animal skins and with the same ink that's made up and so on, it'll only cost you, I think it's a bit higher than a Tesla car, $80,000. $80,000, yeah. So you can have a look at it here. It's 7 meters long, or 21 feet, and I have it opened at Isaiah 53 and so on. So you can come down and have a look at it. Some folks got this for me, and I'm very, very pleased. I'm studying it at home, actually. So here we have this remarkable document. Now, this is where it was found, there in cave, I think it's cave... Is it cave 4 or cave 11? Shepherd through the whole process had started off. Shepherd through a rock into a cave, heard smashed jars, went in and found these manuscripts. And so the story goes on and on and on. You can follow it all, buy books, follow it all on the internet. And finally there is this wonderful Isaiah scroll. And the community had 900 documents of the Bible. This is 200 BC. The Qumran community called the Essenes, and they had all the books of the Bible except Esther of the Old Testament, and particularly the book of Isaiah. They had two full copies called A and B, of course, and they were interested in Isaiah because they were an apocalyptic group waiting there for the Romans to attack and for the Messiah to receive them in their lifetime. This is the time when contemporary with the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't read about the Essenes in the Gospels. We read about the Herodians, the scribes and the Pharisees and so on. So this is where this comes from. Now, very quickly, that page that you have there is one of the page of the Aleppo manuscript for the Old Testament. If you have a Bible, okay, that's where we get your Bible from, the Old Testament. That's part of many. I don't know what portion it is. I forget what portion it is. It's too difficult to read. But that's a page from the Aleppo manuscript. The Jewish people have that now. They believe that that is the best and the most accurate of the Old Testament. Fair enough. So it's in codex form now. Now, we put a date on that. Come on, Ron, you'll have to hurry up. We put a date on that. Now, listen to this. This is dated 1000 A.D. 1000 A.D. When did Isaiah write his book? 700 B.C. The oldest manuscript that we could go back to before 1947... was this. It could not go back any further than 1000 A.D. So there is 1,700 years of copying, hand copying the Bible by the Jewish people. can't go back any further than that. Don't exist. And everyone down through the ages are a bit worried. Wow, what a gap between the originals and the latest copy that we've got. 1000 AD. So we go back to Moses. When did Moses write? He wrote 1400 BC. So we've got the book of Genesis, 1000 BC, plus another 2400. That's the closest that we can get to Moses. A gap of 2400. But we're interested in Isaiah, so he's down 700 now. Now in 1947, something wonderful happened. These documents were found, and the complete book of Isaiah, dated 200 BC. So what happens now is all the copying that is done from ancient times and leaping over the 1000 AD, leaping over all of that, leaping over 1,000 years of hand copying. Have you done it? Have you copied anything by hand? Have you copied anything on computer? I don't think Richard will mind. You're humble like the servant, aren't you? Yes, thank you, bro. Because Richard did my notes. I sent the material. He did my notes. He copied it. There are errors. Okay? Errors. On computer, yeah. So this matter of hand copying, of course the critics and atheists love this sort of thing. They hang on to this. Oh, everything's been changed. But they don't realize what the Jewish people have done. You know, the Jewish people invest their lives in every letter. Every letter of the manuscripts. At the end of every book in the Hebrew canon, they'll tell you how many words are in the book. They will also tell you how many letters there are in the book. They will tell you what the middle letter is of the book. So they have laid down their lives for the protection of the text. Now, it says in Romans, to them were committed the oracles of God, and they've done an excellent job. Do you know that the Bible manuscripts of Old Testament and New Testament win first prize for the most accurate ancient documents down to the present time? That's another subject altogether. Another hour to talk about how that can be proved. The Bible reproduction and copying is of the highest order. And if there are any mistakes, they used to destroy the manuscripts and start again. They were devoted to it. So that gap is not so bad. But when we get a testimony of a 200 BC manuscript, when they discovered it, everyone with bated breath said, I wonder if it's the same Isaiah that we've got. I wonder. And praise the Lord, it is. It is 95% in agreement, which is very, very good. Okay? And it is here. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to read from this. You have that in your Bibles. I'm going to read from this, all right? The English translation of this one here. Now here it is, the Dead Sea Scrolls Bible. The oldest known Bible translated for the first time into English. This is all the Dead Sea Scrolls documents. of the Old Testament and other writings, such as the Book of Jubilees, in the Pseudepigrapha, and so on, more than 1,000 years older than any previously discovered biblical manuscripts. This now is the Dead Sea Scrolls Scriptures. Okay? Been translated for us.